Good morning, everybody. Today's passage will be from Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 25. Again, that is Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 25. This is the word of God. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation awaits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. This passage is actually one of my personal favorite passages. And one of the reasons why I love this passage is that it feels to me like a breath of fresh air. I'll get to why I feel like it's a breath of fresh air later on. But in this passage, the Apostle Paul accurately describes two things. One is the corrupted state of the world we live in. And two, the contrasting hope that we have as followers of Jesus, despite living right now in this corrupted world. The first of these ideas is the corrupted state of the world we live in. Paul says in verse 20, for the creation was subjected to futility. Creation was subjected to pointlessness, purposelessness. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it. I think this is in reference to Genesis, when the world is cursed as a consequence of Adam and Eve's turning away from God. And this was not God's intended design for creation. When I read this verse, I couldn't help but see how evident this futility is. Paul wrote this sometime in the first century, but it's crazy how it's still relevant today, 20 centuries later. I think one of the times I see this firsthand the most is when I just walk down the street, a lot of the time at a college campus. And I overhear conversations of people walking by. And 99 times out of 100, the conversations I hear from people are either talking about like hating and complaining about their lives, or about going to a bar or a party over the weekend to basically run away from this life that they hate. There seems to be this pattern for many non-believers. There's something wrong. There's corruption in the world and in humanity, within themselves. And without God, there's no real solution to this. There's no real purpose to life. And because there's no purpose, people live their lives as if they're kind of holding their breath. Something is clearly wrong with the way things are, and it seems like nothing can be done about it. And it breaks my heart to hear these conversations because this is the exact futility of creation, this purposelessness that Paul is describing in this passage. Paul also describes it as a bondage to corruption. When I overhear these people's conversations, I always try to pray a quick silent prayer for them that one day they will see the hope that Jesus offers, because you never know who will come to accept Christ. But along those lines, as believers, we know for certain that this futility is far, far from the truth of our future in Christ as his children. When non-believers suffer without the context of eternity with God, that's all suffering is. It's just suffering, period. So why suffer? That's why the motto these days is, do what makes you happy. Because who wants to suffer? Minimize your suffering in this one short life that you have. However, when believers suffer, we do have the context of eternity with God. Paul says in verse 18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." I think Paul is referring here to suffering specifically for the name of Jesus, because the previous verse, verse 17, it says, "We suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him." But I think it could also apply to suffering in general, whether it's suffering due to persecution of being a follower of Christ, or even just general suffering in a fallen world. These moments of suffering, according to Paul, are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Paul goes on in verse 19 to 21, "For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God." I think this is so beautiful. This is the hope that we hold on to. Even amidst suffering, it is not futile. It is not pointless. There is a purpose. There is a hope. In verse 22, it's interesting that Paul uses the analogy of childbirth. I think this could go two ways. One way is when a mother has a child, she knows the child is inside of her, but she can't physically see the child. This is analogous to the hope that we see in verses 24 to 25. It says, "Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." And there's another way Paul might have intended the use of the word childbirth. Verse 22 says, "For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now." Paul didn't say pains of death or pains of suffering, but he says specifically pains of childbirth. And I think this signifies that this pain we experience, this suffering for Christ, is just a beginning. It's a childbirth. It doesn't end with pain. The pain is only a beginning before an eternity of bliss with Jesus. And this is what I want to encourage us with this morning. As believers, we can be assured that suffering is but for a moment and not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. As believers, we can be assured that our lives are not futile, but have everlasting purpose in Christ. Even though it's difficult to see sometimes, in the midst of the corrupted state of the world because of sin, we can be assured in receiving our status as children of God because of Jesus. Let's ask God to remind us of this truth, that despite suffering under the name of Jesus, our hope in full, complete restoration of all things is sure. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this reminder. Perhaps some of us are living day to day as if the days were futile. But I ask that you remind us time and time again that this is not what you desire for your children. I pray that we would cling onto the hope of Christ that we might not be able to see in this particular moment, but can still be assured of. I pray that we would know our complete secureness as your children, and that nothing can take away this grace that you've poured out for us. As Passion Week approaches, I ask that our hope in eternity with you would grow all the more as we remember your death and resurrection. Be with us in our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.